Welcome to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Each week on this program, Jeff and his guests share their expertise, personal anecdotes, and the latest industry news to keep you in the loop. Now, to provide you with insight and help you navigate the constantly changing world of real estate lending, here is your host for The Mortgage Voice, Jeff Barton.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Jeff Barton, and with me today is Arvi Abramian. Hi, Arvi.
How you doing, Jeff?
Arvi, great. Thank you. Arvi is our mortgage doctor. Let him write a prescription for you.
For the mortgages, of course.
Absolutely right, for the mortgages. That's why we call him the mortgage doctor. You're with Jeff Barton, Malibu Funding Zinks, your voice in the mortgage industry, 888-713-2929. And welcome to the show. We got a great show for you today, a lot of exciting topics. And just generally, what's in the news today, Arvi?
Actually, I saw three things that was like very interesting.
Okay.
I want to bring it up. One thing was, it says one in three Americans are being chased by debt collectors.
One in three Americans?
One in three.
Not one in three adults, one in three Americans.
That's 33% of the population.
What do we have, 350?
Yeah.
350 million? So that means over 100 million people are in debt and being chased by debt collectors. So if you're out there right now and you're one of these people, listen, you may have a mortgage, you may have some equity in your house, you may have an ability to get rid of these calls. Otherwise, they're just going to continue, right?
Yep, that's right.
And so, okay, what else is in the news?
Banks pursue of top-tier borrowers drive jumbo rates down.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Banks are looking for jumbo borrowers.
Right.
And jumbo means anything above 417,000. And up
to the conforming limit?
1.1 million.
Okay, we just had a question about that. What is a jumbo loan? Now, my understanding is every county in the United States has between 417 and, let's say you're in up in the Bay Area, up in San Francisco, I believe the conforming limit for FHA purchase of these loans is 625, 675?
Again, it's from county to county.
County to county, it's different.
It could be 625, could be 677. It fluctuates up.
So the true jumbo really then is anything above that limit that's purchased by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Correct.
Okay, so anything above, let's say, $700,000 in our market, which we're currently in San Jose, San Francisco, and the Oakland area. And thank you very much to KDAO 1220, our friends over there. They've done a great job with the show, and we just want to give a shout-out to Pat. Pat Christensen, thank you very much for getting us involved with you guys. You really... really helping us and helping our company, and we really enjoy the platform here. So let's get back right now to that the banks. Let's say Citibank, Bank of America, Chase Manhattan,
Wells Fargo.
They're all going after jumbo. Why? More
those
money.
Those are the market that for past 6-7 years, that was the sector that they couldn't touch.
Why? Because
they weren't able to sell in the secondary market.
Okay, so you're saying there is a secondary market now for jumbo loans.
Yes.
And also they're probably portfolioing.
Correct.
Is that the word, portfoliating the loan? Which means they hold on to the loan and they don't sell it, and they season it, what they call seasoning, which is they hold the loan for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, whatever it is.
Right.
Then they find an investor, either a foreign sovereign fund, a hedge fund, you know, somebody that's going to buy these loans and then securitize them, sell the bonds, and replenish the dollars for either the fund itself or back to the banks to be able to lend out.
Yes.
But what does this say to the person who wants to go to these large banks who isn't a jumbo borrower? There's somebody who is borrowing for the first time at $417,000, $500,000. Are they going to be serviced as well by banks that are looking for larger loans?
Market is changing.
Okay.
But majority of the time, no, they will not service it because those are like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They will purchase the loans and they will free up the lending, the money, so they can lend some more.
Right. So my point being is that if you're looking in an area below the jumbo market, below $700,000, and you're saying, hey, look, I want the best service. Well, you're not going to get it from companies that are right here in the paper, right on Yahoo. We're looking at the evidence today. They are out there searching for larger loan limits. They want to have the banking sector or, you know, all the fancy terms that are given to those people who go after high net worth people. Well, we're in the business of helping people, first-time home buyers, which is an FHA product, right?
Mm-hmm,
and the FHA limits are up to...
county to county.
It's
different.
County to county. And if you want to give us a call at 888-713-2929 and talk about this, we're Malibu Funding and are in the business of helping first-time home buyers, people who want to have better service from their loan officer and their mortgage company. Obviously, we're a mortgage broker, and we are also a direct lender. We are a mini correspondent with a number of investors who purchase our loans. So we lend our own money as well. So if you're in that range of 350 to 500 or even lower, 250, 275 loan limit, and you're not being satisfied by people who are at the larger institutions, you need to look for a smaller company, somebody who is more willing to take the time with you to be able to go through applications. Aren't we dealing with someone right that like that right now?
Of course.
And what
of
happened? Course. He said that he went to the large banks, and what happened?
They turned him down.
They turned him down. And the reason they turned him down is because they looked at the deal and they said, it's too hard. We're cookie cutters. We're almost like Ditech.
That's exactly what they do. They have a certain criteria. Okay, let's look at this criteria.
Right.
It meets A, it meets B. Oh, doesn't meet C. Sorry, we can't help you.
Right, exactly. So what happens? The frustration in the marketplace for those type of borrowers, the people that are going like, oh my gosh, I've got great credit score, I've got good income, but I just don't fit into the box. And the box is either, okay, as we're reading today, jumbo loans for the big banks. And if we're looking at Ditech or Cash Call or a number of these, which you hear heavily advertised both on radio and television and in the mail, you know, call us right now. We can help you. We can lower your rate. We can cash you out. Well, if you don't fit in to their little box, you're out on the street. Well, we tailor make what we do for you. On the wholesale side, which means that I broker loans to 40 different lenders, hundreds of different programs. Here's an interesting program we talked about the other day. What is this? This is the Financial Down Payment Assistance Program beyond FHA. What's FHA? That means that you have to come up with 3.5% of the down payment in order to get the house. What are some of these programs that we have?
You can get an additional loan for 5%, up to 5%, to cover that down payment for you.
So really, these down payment assistance programs, and how many do we have? How many are there?
Oh, there's over 70 different programs.
That's right, and that's county by county. And that is area by area. And depending on your specific criteria, are you a nurse? Are you a school teacher? Do you work at the fire department? Do you have a certain other eligibility that you may not even be aware of, that there are programs out there to be able to bridge the gap between home ownership and renting? And a lot of times that's down payment, even at 3.5%. Well, 3.5% of a $500,000 deal is over $15,000. Mm-hmm. Well, some people just don't have it. But there are criteria that you have to meet. There's obviously some credit scores. But we will take the time to tailor make the program for you. And that's why coming to smaller lending institutions or mortgage brokers may be a better choice for you out in the area. We also have an email for you, info@MalibuFunding.net. You can reach us by email. I know a lot of people want to go and see the website as well. What's the website address there,
Arvind? It's MalibuFunding.net.
Okay, www.MalibuFunding.net. Now, on that site, you can see both the loan officers, programs, you can listen to the radio shows, you can see some of the videos that we have on training for not only our loan officers, but for the number of products that we have out there, and calling us on the phone at 888-713-2929 to talk about some of these issues is a great way by which you can get educated. We're here to first educate you in the marketplace so that you understand that you have options. You're not going to find that at the large banks, and you're certainly not going to find that on the heavily advertised Ditech's Cash Calls. You either fit into their program or you got to go find somebody else. What else do we have there, Arby?
Another thing was says, why are rates not going up?
Okay, that's something that we will talk about later in the show, but that's a very good idea. Why aren't rates going up? I mean, last year at this time, we were looking at a one-point jump.
It was a roller coaster.
Last year we were in the mid-threes, and at this time, July to August last year, 2013, we jumped one full point. And what we were seeing was, okay, the Fed is going to taper. Well, what does that really mean? The Fed was heavily involved in purchasing of mortgage-backed securities and bonds, which were artificially keeping the rates low. Well, they began to cut back on those purchases. They went from one number to a significantly less number, and the predictions of the dire consequences in the marketplace of what was going to happen, rates were going to go up, everybody, the scare tactics, well, it didn't happen. Why didn't it happen?
It's, I mean, because of all the things going around globally, there's a lot of, like, you know, there's a lot of things going on globally, whether it's a war, whether people want to invest their money. And the safest country that people like to do is bring their money into the United States.
Okay, so what Arby's talking about is the foreign money that is out there that wants a safe haven. The safe haven in the world currently is the United States. And because we have an enormous amount of volatility in the Middle East and in Eastern Europe, it's very, very, very difficult for people to secure their money. So they buy mortgage-backed securities, they buy bonds. And what does that do? It keeps the rates low. So that's why rates haven't gone up. We've got a tremendous show for you, and we'll see you in the wrap-up, Arby. I really appreciate that. Let's see. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Give us a call at 888-713-2929.
You're listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. For more on today's topic, visit MalibuFunding.net. MalibuFunding.net. We'll be right back with more on AM 1220 KDOW. Welcome back to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Jeff Barton, and you are listening to Malibu Funding, Inc., your voice in the mortgage industry. Our telephone number is 888-713-2929. And as a part of our ongoing series of listening and talking to loan officers and experts around the country for different loan products, today we have with us Ken McGraw. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Hey, wonderful, Jeff.
Okay, just to let everybody know, Ken is a reverse mortgage specialist. He is the owner and president of 4M Financial Corporation and Tiger Capital Management Incorporated. Ken, not everyone knows, but Ken has been in this industry for a long time and has serviced a lot of different individuals as well as companies in the reverse mortgage, the HECM field. Ken, give us a brief description of the products in the market that you see that are successful or, you know, obviously older people looking to secure their financial future. Give us your opinion of what's happening out there in the market now, please.
Oh, no trouble. Thanks again for having me on, Jeff. I appreciate it. Yeah, the markets have been in turmoil, it seems, and people from investors, the banks, the average consumer are looking for safe havens, safe places to go, safe places to put their money, and safe places to go get money. And the reverse mortgage product by itself, the more people study it, the more people understand that the reverse mortgage program is a wonderful financial planning tool when it's used properly, just like any other financial planning opportunity or program. It needs to be used in the correct manner, but the more people look at it, the more they understand how it fits in to what they're trying to accomplish in their short-term and long-term goals.
Okay, let me interrupt you there just for a second, because I have a couple of quick questions as it came to mind in your description of the product and how it's going to be used. Who are the principal people who are going to take advantage of this? What age range are we talking about?
Say it again, Jeff. I missed that.
No problem. It's the connection. You know, Ken's out in Chicago. Is for our listening audience. The show itself is up in the Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose, certainly out in Las Vegas and down in the Los Angeles market. And now we're incorporating the Midwest out in Chicago. I was asking you about the age range of people who would take advantage of the reverse mortgage.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We're looking to help people that qualify for the program, and the minimum age is 62 years of age or older. So when people come to us, that's definitely the first thing they want to check out to make sure that at least one of the borrowers is 62 years of age or older, because it presents an interesting opportunity to households where one person is 62 or older and the other is under 62. A lot of people aren't aware of the fact that the reverse mortgage can still be utilized if one person, one spouse, one borrower is under 62. It does present some special situations that we want to talk to people about in full, but a lot of these emergency-type situations in foreclosure, in other pressing matters where people need to access their home's equity, and only one is over 62, they still qualify for the mortgage.
Okay, that brings
that's
up
a little interesting tidbit there.
Yes, it is. And
don't realize.
Our 888-713-2929, that's our telephone number. And I know that, Ken, you have a toll-free number as well, don't you?
Yes, indeed. Our phone number here at 4M is 888-322-9655.
Okay, very good. You can call Ken direct, or you can call right now on the show, again, 888-713-2929, to talk to Ken on the phone. The reverse mortgage product, that's what we're talking about. We get calls, emails to our site and to the company a lot of times about people who are looking for information, but at the same time, you can tell they're afraid. And historically, the product itself has had issues with people being afraid or thinking they're going to lose their home, or somehow that the entire process takes the control of their property out of their hands. This just is not true. Can you explain or help explain why it isn't true?
Right. That's the biggest thing we battle in reverse mortgage land, is misinformation out there. Listen to Uncle Joe or Aunt Louise, or just hearsay. And people are rightfully scared to talk about things. But the number one question we get when we talk to people initially on the phone is, can I lose my home? Can they kick me out of the home? Or they think for some reason or another that they're signing their home over to the government. Well, we kind of just break it down for people and help them to think in a straight line. We have them understand that a reverse mortgage is no different than the mortgage that they're currently in almost every respect. There's an application, there's an appraisal, there's a closing, except now, since the customer is over 62, they qualify for that standard traditional mortgage, but with a couple extra benefits. And that's how we present it to people. Now that you're over the age of 62, the government program allows you to refinance your property or purchase a property with the benefit of making payments whenever you want to or not at all. That's one of also the biggest misconceptions, is people don't understand that they can make payments on a reverse mortgage and treat the loan just as if it were a forward mortgage and make monthly payments, quarterly payments, or even annual payments, completely up to them. It's the flexibility of making payments at their own pace or not at all that people really like about the program.
And this type of program obviously helps people who are, you know, are going to have health issues, who need money. You can take money out. You can get a monthly check. Some of the benefits other than that, or can you just explain those two benefits to the listening audience?
Right. Just like most other refinance situations, it's up to you to determine how you want to take your money. Traditionally, it's just been either an all or nothing situation. But with reverse mortgage, you have many different opportunities to access your home's equity, and specifically that cash. You can decide up front or ask your loan officer about a specific period of time, say, how much could I get a month if I wanted to draw out just for the next 5 years, and we can give you a figure. Or if you'd like to know how much you can get from now on, from now until the day you pass, we can also give you that number as well and let you decide which works best for you and your family. So again, you have the lump sum option. You have the tenure, which allows you to draw from now until the day that you go home, or a specific term that will also give you a different figure. So all these numbers are options for you and just offer you some wonderful flexibility when it comes to accessing that home's equity.
That's excellent information in terms of the program and how we present to the general public. Information like this is specific to the audience's particular needs. And the best thing to do is obviously give us a call. One of the things we haven't touched upon is that not only do we explain the program, Ken will explain the program in terms of how it works and what you do to qualify, but there is also a government sponsored counseling that you have to go through with an independent third party. Can you explain that a little bit for us?
Right. Don't let that scare you, because some people, they hear government counseling, they think they got to get in their car and drive somewhere and go meet with somebody. It's not that way at all. Most times in most states, you have the ability to speak with a counselor over the phone. It's about a 20 to 30 minute phone call, but it's designed to protect you, the consumer. Really what's happening is the government just mandates that you talk to a disinterested third party, apart from your loan officer, apart from your mortgage company, that will give you, hopefully, I know in our case it's true, but the same exact information that you're getting from your loan officer. But the government wants to give you an opportunity to hear it from somebody who doesn't stand to benefit from your decision financially, and also to make certain that you're not being steered in one particular way or another. So really, it's a protection for the consumer. It helps you understand that you're getting the right facts, that everything you've been told is accurate and up-to-date, especially, to help you have peace of mind that you've made the right decision going forward.
Now, that's excellent. And for the public that doesn't know, a new regulation as a part of the Dodd-Frank, as a part of CFPB regulations that came down last fall, all loans, not just HECM or reverse mortgages, all loans require that government-sponsored or independent third-party counseling is available. Now, only in the reverse mortgage product is it mandatory. In the other loans that you might be able to get, as the public may or may not know, the loan companies, as of, I believe it's the 15th of August, which is this month, are going to have to provide to the borrower at least 10 different counseling companies for you to be able to choose, so that you're very well aware and that there's these independent third party disinterested parties. And I think that's one of the good things that you had talked about. Let's see, I have one more question on the purchase. Tell me about purchase in terms of purchasing with the reverse mortgage. Quickly, we got about 30 seconds.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, because most people in the real estate industry have never even heard of that product. Yes, so you're great to bring that up. Yes, just like any other purchase of a home, we get you pre-qualified based on the only criteria that comes in play with a reverse mortgage, and that's your age, and then the purchase price of the home. Book credit situation is required in particular, and no income situation. But we let you know what you'd be pre-qualified for and how much you'd have to put down on that particular home. But then going forward, once you move in, you'd have no payments for as long as you live in the property.
Awesome. Thank you, Ken, very much. We'll have you back on the show. This has been Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry, with Ken McGraw. Ken, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
This is The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. For questions or comments, send email to info@MalibuFunding.net. Don't go away. The Mortgage Voice will return in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW. Now back to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Jeff Barton. Of course, you all know the show. It is your voice in the mortgage industry, Malibu Funding, Inc., 888-713-2929. Today we have a number of guests on the show, and I'm pretty excited. We've been trying to profile realtors and loan officers and escrow agents, insurance people throughout the show and what we do. So today we have Maggie Miller here today, who is also a loan officer for Malibu Funding. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, great. One of the great things about what we do here is we can bring in experiences and the work ethic of people that have worked in the business for some time, and also for both real estate and in mortgage loans. So, Maggie, I want to ask you, first question off the top of the bat, how do you like working for Malibu Funding? Okay, it's a loaded question. Sorry. How do you like working for us?
I love it. The support staff, everybody involved is real supportive and on top of things, and bottom line is take care of everybody.
Okay, what's the worst thing about it? Good answer. Okay, excellent. I love dead air on the radio. That is the best thing. No. So enough of a plug about us. What I wanted to talk to you today is about the client base and how you reach the clients, what you do when you speak to the clients, how you help the clients. You are very good with people. You have a great way about you. So in your dealings, I know that currently you have a terrific relationship with one of your realtors. Tell us about that relationship a little.
Her name is Tammy Jerome with Coldwell Banker.
Okay.
Prestige in Studio City. She's one of the...
This is in Southern California.
Yes, it is in Southern California.
As you all know, the show is broadcast up in the Bay Area and also in Southern California, Las Vegas, and we're expanding the show as well. So this particular relationship with your realtor, what is her name again?
Her name is Tammy Jerome.
Okay. And how did you get in touch with her, and what specially did you do for her to help her close more deals?
I actually was working on a deal for a client that I've had for many, many years, doing the refis, purchases, and she was the realtor, the top realtor in Studio City, and everyone knows of Tammy Jerome, and he was using her to sell his home and sell him another home with his partner. And we came in contact with each other, and she really liked my style and got it done and met the time crunches and was very impressed with, as she calls it the other day, she said, you and I have the same DNA.
Well, that's...
that's exactly excellent. What she said.
So, okay, so this is purchase market, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and in purchase markets in that particular area, what exactly are you, running into in terms of... Is it just your typical, okay, it's income, it's the price of the house, does it appraise, that kind of stuff? Or are there special problems that you run into with this particular group in this particular area?
No, actually, they're all pretty cut and dry. Some of the refis that I'm doing are a little bit more complicated because you've got a lot of consumers with the economy have had a lot of wealthy clients who I have several of them right now who have losses on their tax returns and their paper losses.
Okay.
And I have found a niche with one particular bank that actually has agreed to do these loans. And we're talking like major losses, a $450,000 paper loss. But
so what is this, like a stated loan?
No, it's a full doc loan, but we're asking the bank to omit the paper loss of their depreciation losses.
Now, are these clients, okay, this is a very interesting program because like not only that they have paper losses, but what about if the house is upside down as well? And can they then...
That would be a little bit of a challenge, okay. Definitely. I'm not experiencing that just yet. I've really pushed real hard to make these few loans happen because they are great clients. They are 800 FICOs. They have tons of reserves. They just have properties.
Okay, so the 800 FICO means that they have great credit. They're
absolutely
paying their bills. They haven't had an issue. They have no foreclosures.
Nothing.
No bankruptcies. But what they do show on their tax returns are losses.
That's correct.
Okay, so if you're out there right now and you're listening and you're saying, okay, this kind of fits my bill, why don't you give us a call at 888-713-2929. Maggie's sitting here right now and you can talk to her, get some answers for yourself. Let's say you're out there and you are in the same similar situation. Now, are these people, they run their own business?
One in particular that had a huge, huge loss over the last, their carryovers from 2010, 11, and 12.
Okay.
And he showed those returns, and they are people. He is particularly owns a management company.
Okay.
And he has a lot of properties, big property, like 100 units, et cetera.
So these management companies are companies that manage buildings.
Yeah, and their properties self-suffice for themselves.
Like a Donald Sterling, for instance.
Right.
I don't know why I brought up his name. He's been in the news. So
I was thinking of Donald Trump.
Okay, well, that's even better. Okay, very good. Okay, so they're building rich, but they've had losses. And the bank is willing to overlook those particular problems in the application.
Yes, some particular banks are because they have the product because they can. And they're not portfolios. They have someone that's interested in purchasing these.
Okay, now when Maggie says portfolio, explain what you mean by portfolio versus those loans which are not portfolio.
Portfolios is a loan that is basically held on by the bank that's providing it. They have their own private funds, and they're willing to take the risk on it for that client.
So they hold the loan, meaning that it's their money.
Yep.
They hold the loan on their books, and they service the loan.
That's correct.
As opposed to taking the loan and then reselling it to someplace else.
That's correct.
What are the size of these types of loans?
One is for 700 and some thousand.
Okay. Now, on a typical basis, how is that loan handled in the secondary market? Now, what I mean by that is, obviously, up to a certain point, we know loans are purchased by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae.
Correct.
Or Ginnie Mae.
Right.
And that usually in the Bay Area is up around, I think it's 625. I think in Los Angeles it's
625.5.
Okay, so that's the limit. So if you have a $700,000 loan and you can't sell it to Freddie and Fannie, that is almost a portfolio by nature.
Absolutely.
And then after a certain amount of seasoning, which means obviously that the loan is held on the books for, I don't know, a year.
And the losses are not there anymore, and it's gotten better each time.
So who do they sell that loan to?
They'll probably just redo it for the client and then probably sell it off into the regular market then at that point.
Okay. So then this is a good loan that the bank is willing to take a risk, and then once the risk has been minimized by either the property values going up or that they've fixed whatever losses that they've had on their tax returns, you can get this refied into a loan that would be sold off, and then the bank's resources are there for another client just like this.
Correct.
Okay. So in a situation like this, if you're out there and you're listening and you're saying, you know what, I'm not quite sure, well, make sure you give us a call, because all of this is interesting stuff. It's non-traditional lending. Now, we've been banging away at this for the last 2-3 weeks. Non-traditional, non-QM, loans that you can do that are outside the box. If you're self-employed, if you don't fit into the wage earner treadmill, where your Ditex and your Cash Call and all of these phone calls that you'll receive from people that just have a list in front of them and sitting in a room of 50 people, 100 people, 1,500 people making calls across the country to just try to push you into a loan product that is a cookie cutter loan. Remember, everybody's an individual. And when they come to a company like ours in Malibu Funding, and we receive applications from all across America. Mm-hmm. Now, we're licensed in a number of states, as you well know.
Yes.
We're also a lender. We're also doing our own loans. So that when people get in touch with us, do you think we're the first people they get in touch with?
No.
No, absolutely not. Because what we try to do is tailor make our programs to fit your particular situation. So go on out there. Go visit your big five banks. Go on out there and call back these Cash Calls or Ditex or a number of loan companies when you get fed up with not being treated like a person, like someone who needs help and can get help. You're not deadbeat people. You just have different situations, like Maggie's talking about with her particular situation.
I would like to say something here. The one thing that I thrive off of, most importantly, and people say, you know, I'm somewhat known as someone who says, oh, she can get the loan done. She works magic. It's not that I work magic. I just care. I care about my reputation. I care about people. And I really do not rest knowing that I've left someone unanswered or unsatisfied. It's just, and that's the way Malibu Funding is. Right. That's how we operate. We don't just say, I'm sorry. We take that extra step and make you feel like you matter.
Right. And thank you for that commercial. I do appreciate it. You know, it's not often we get testimonials throughout the show, but I do appreciate it. And yes, that's exactly what we do try to do. Obviously, the show and what we do as a company is we're trying to make money too. But we understand that there are situations like you're talking about with your client. Now, let's talk about one other thing with your client. Let's say that the real estate agent, the broker, comes to you and says, look, I have a client, and what do I do in order to make my offer better? Do you send out pre-approval letters?
I do them all the time.
Okay. So when you're sending out pre-approval, what is that process like? And what kind of information do you need in order to, especially with a client that you're talking about, be able to get them a letter that gives them the leg up or the arm up on the competition to buy the house?
I give her, my realtor or realtors, whoever I'm dealing with, a letter right away. For instance, last weekend, I gave her two or three of them. And these are clients now. I'm doing the loan. Right. And basically, I want to know I'll run their credit right at that moment.
Right.
See what I'm dealing with. I'll ask for their income. And then I want to know purchase price and things like that. And I give them an approval right on the spot. And I issue the letter right on the spot. And the letter is protecting them. It's mm-hmm. it's protecting them. And I put certain things in there to protect them if something happens.
Okay, Maggie, thank you very much for coming in. We're going to have a lot more people like Maggie and Maggie back on the show. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry, 888-713-2929. And thanks, Maggie. Thanks for
coming.
You're
welcome, Jeff. Thank you.
Okay, great.
For more information on today's topic, email Jeff Barton at info@malibufunding.net. And stick around for more of The Mortgage Voice on AM 1220 KDOW. Welcome back to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Jeff Barton. I am your voice in the mortgage industry, 888-713-2929. Malibu Funding, Inc., and our website is www.malibufunding.net. And you can reach us on our Facebook page. Click in there and say you like us, okay? We'd really like that. Home loans, Malibu Funding, or our email address, info@malibufunding.net. Today, I would like to go through a couple of the volatile issues going on in the mortgage industry. What's happening with rates? What's happening with the opportunity to get a mortgage? How is this affecting your purchase or your refinance? We have talked over the past couple, three shows with a number of different people in the industry, whether it be in the real estate industry, a couple of real estate agents. We've also talked to some insurance people, obviously escrow and title and all the disciplines necessary for you to get out there and get a loan. The most important thing, however, is your ability to get a loan is really hinged upon events out of your control. And what do I mean by that? Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about was a guy who controls the entire mortgage industry that you've never heard about. He runs the CFPB, and if you know what that is, give us a call at 888-713-2929, and you can win the Cupid doll. Reason is that whatever this person says will either hinder you or help you in order to get a mortgage. Now, why do I mean that? Because he is the chief regulator for the CFPB, and his name is, nobody called in, Richard Caudry. And Richard Caudry is a standalone, almost like a czar. He runs the mortgage industry. Anybody who is not a major bank, a federally chartered bank, or a state bank is run by this guy. And that would be mortgage bankers, secondary mortgage products, mortgage brokers in every state in the country. And since we now know that those people in the industry are generating about 50 to 60% of the mortgage originations across the nation, this person has a tremendous say about how you're going to be able to get a loan. Fairness, what's in play, how the regulators view things, this is all part of what we want to talk a little bit about today. Also, what I wanted to talk today is continuing to talk about who are you going to use for your loan officer? How do you go about choosing a loan officer? The person who has got the most experience, the person I connect with the best, the person who's got the snappiest website. Do I go after these online or telephone advertising people who say they've got the best rates? All of these things are also what I wanted to talk about. We do want to continue to talk about the refinance program, the Home Affordable Refinance Program, which is HARP. That is a loan out there for those people. And believe it or not, there are still people who have loan rates 7, 8%. Now, there are times when you want to keep a rate that high. If you are in the 29th year of a rate that high and you're almost paid off your loan, yeah, it makes perfect sense for you to pay off the loan and then you'll have your house free and clear. However, there is a table and there is a calculation that we can make and help you make to determine if you went with a lower rate, how low would your payments be, and then what would be the time frame for you to be able to make up the difference between what you'd already spent and how much money you would save. A lot of times people say if it's a 5 year or less, it's worth doing because over the long haul of a 30-year loan, you're going to be saving tens and thousands of dollars, if not more, depending on the loan size. However, if it's more than that, but this is something as well as I wanted to talk about. Also, as talking with Desiree, my producer here today, about world events and how world events affect us emotionally and how they affect us in all aspects of life, the uncertainty of the marketplace, the uncertainty of events around the world. We were talking about the Middle East, what's going on over there, the invasion of Gaza by the Israelis and the shelling of the country of Israel by Hamas, and all of these things that affect the mortgage rates in the U.S. Obviously, that's my slant on it here today for you to educate you. But just in general, the omnipresence of these issues on your mind and in your sphere and the people you live with, the tenuous nature of world events and how they affect you are all things to consider, obviously. What we talk about on the show is money and how you're going to maximize the use of your money over the long-term goals of what you're trying to do. Obviously, from our standpoint, it's getting a mortgage, and getting a mortgage either for a purchase or refinancing your property, either take money out or lower the rates so you lower your payments. These are definite advantages for you when you're out there in the marketplace. However, world events can affect you just as quickly and can affect the decisions on how you place your money or how you want to purchase a house or how you want to refinance a house. And so these are the four or five issues we wanted to talk about today. So let's just get right to it. I got an article today from Sharif Torni. Hey, I'm sorry. It's not Torni. It's Tony. I know Sharif. Sharif, I've known for a long time. He works at Franklin American Mortgage Company, and he sends out a newsletter, oh, probably once every 2 or 3 weeks. And what he's talking about is kind of in general what we're talking about here, and he's talking about rates. And what we learned last summer, about this time last year, there was a tremendous change in the business from a refinance boom whereby everybody wanted to get in on the 3.5 to 3.75 or lower rates depending on, and these would be 30-year fixed. Well, the mortgage rates took a jump last summer about this time from, let's say, 3.5% up to 4.6%. And that's a huge jump. Now, obviously, traditionally in the mortgage place out there, what we're seeing is, hey, it's not really even that big of a jump. At 4.5%, 4.0, even at 5%, it's typically the lowest it's been in the history of loans. However, when the rates went up by a point, what happened? Mortgage origination dropped by over 50%. And that would be because the refinance business is what really moves the market. I mean, people want to refinance, take money out of their house, they want to lower their rates, they want to save money, they want to do all kinds of things. And there's a show or two back that we talked 5 or 6 reasons why refinance right now is a great thing. I just talked about Home Affordable Refinance Program, and that's also important. But what he's saying here in this article is extremely interesting, and it goes right back to what we're saying about world events. What we're seeing around the world affects the rates here in the United States. And why is that? What we do to supply the mortgage money, rather than printing money, which is what the Fed was doing, and they were doing it in two ways. They were buying mortgage-backed securities, and those mortgage-backed securities then refunded the pools of money that were able to be lent out to consumers, either refinance or purchase. And they were also buying bonds. Both of these aspects, before we began to, the term is taper, and before we started cutting back on this, we were spending $85 billion a month. And really, what was that? Printing money. When we were printing money to support the mortgage purchase and the mortgage refinance business, as well as the bond market. Well, we've been tapering for the past 6 months. And I think we are down quite a bit lower than the $85 billion, probably more in the $50 billion range, which is quite a bit of a huge drop from what we were doing. And usually when that, what the market was saying when that happened was that we were going to see rates go up. And because last year at this time we saw rates go up a point, everybody was factoring in, oh my gosh, this summer the rates are going to go up again. Well, that hasn't happened. And what rates are currently right now today is about less than 4.5%. You can get a 30-year fixed mortgage less than 4.5% today. And that is based on a conventional loan that we can get you right now. And by the way, all of the points that I'm bringing up today are interesting, and they drive the market and they drive the price. But for you to be able to get a loan, you got to call us at 888-713-2929. We can go through your program. We can go through your mortgage. We can talk to you about a purchase. We can set you up with a pre-approval letter. We can do all the things we need to do to be able to help you get a mortgage. So why aren't the rates going up? Well, I'll tell you why aren't the rates going up. And according to my buddy over there, Sharif, he's also saying, and he works for Franklin America, as I said, volatile events around the world make the United States the safe haven and safety for the money. If you're in someplace in the Middle East, or you're someplace in Eastern Europe where there is a tremendous amount of cash for corporations who work there as well as individuals, and you have events that are currently not determined. You don't know what's going to happen. So if you have a good deal of money and you want to put it somewhere where you can get a safe return, buying U.S. treasuries, buying bonds, investing in the United States of America, that's what's keeping the rates down, because we have a tremendous demand. And when demand goes up, obviously the price will go up a little bit. And inverse reaction to that, when the prices of the bonds go up, the mortgage rates go down. And that's a good deal for you as the consumer. So because of all the world events that's happening right now, yes, it is. They're horrible events. Believe me, we have a lot of people who we know in that part of the world, whether it be in Eastern Europe, whether it be in the former Soviet Union, whether it be in the Middle East, in Gaza, in Israel, as well as many other places around the world who are having just tremendous strife. That's what's helping us keep mortgage rates down. So we want you to take advantage of this. We want you to be able to use it And obviously, the most important thing here is to be able to pick up the phone and give us a call so that we can help you determine for you if this is right for you. So looking around, give us a call, 888-713-2929. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. For more on today's topic, visit MalibuFunding.net. MalibuFunding.net. We'll be right back with more on AM 1220 KDOW. Now back to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Arby, how you doing?
Pretty good, Jeff. How about yourself?
I'm great, thank you. I want to thank all of our guests here today. We talked to Ken McGraw about reverse mortgages and Maggie Miller. Of course, Maggie works for us. Really happy that she was able to be on the show. It's part of the series of all our loan officers getting on and explaining them to our audience. And of course, I spoke a little bit about the CFPB, our bane of existence right now. No, actually, it's a good thing, right? Regulation's a good thing?
It is.
Okay, so
to some extent.
To some extent, right. And I think what I want to cover in some future shows is that regulation, is it hurting? Is it helping? What's going on with the marketplace in terms of overall regulation? And is the consumer benefiting? Because that's really what it's all about, right?
That's right.
Okay. We also talked today about, and one thing I want to recap right now is the rents. The rents on the rise in the Bay Area. Give us some of those rents again.
Actually, I want to go over six cities. First one, the Palo Alto.
Okay.
It went up 12.1%, and the average rent is $3,200.
Ooh, $3,200. Okay. Think about that in terms of how much you can get in a mortgage for $3,200. Okay. What are some of the other cities you
next
got there?
Next one, San Jose, 9%.
Right. 9%.
Average rent is $2,169.
Okay.
Sunnyvale, 8.9%, $2,297.
Okay.
Mountain View, 11.2%. Average rent is $2,588.
These are rises over the year, right? So these rents are going up between 8 and 12%.
From last year.
From last year at this time.
Yeah,
now,
that's right.
8 to 12% on property, when you buy a house, if it increases that much every year, that's money in your pocket as opposed to money in the landlord's pocket.
That's right.
Okay, so let's get also into another thing I want to get into right now is about the rates. We talked about rates, whether they're going up, why are they going up, why aren't they going up? What we thought was when the taper started, which was obviously the federal government, the Fed, stopped buying mortgage-backed securities or bonds, we were going to see an immediate rise in rates as we did a year ago. What happened?
Well, there's a lot of issues. Like, for example, one of the main things is the political tension around the world.
Of course.
As Ukraine, Syria, Libya, Iraq, Gaza, and name it.
Okay, exactly.
So all those areas, people bring their money here and they deposit their money into United States. So that keeps the rates.
It replaced what the federal government was doing. If we're talking about $85 billion a month a year ago, and now we're talking the federal government spending less than $50 billion a month, who's making up the $35 billion? You're saying around the world, people who are afraid of investments in those areas which are on fire, literally fire,
literally.
They're bringing their money here. They're buying mortgage-backed securities. They're banking bank stocks. They're doing a lot of things that were making up the difference.
Correct.
So that's what's keeping the rates. It's low. Okay, I got it. And how are you this week?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Okay, make sure you give us a call at 888-713-2929. Arby, great talking to you this week. Great show. Really
likewise,
appreciate
Jeff.
You coming. Okay, very good.
Thank you. I'm
Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry, and we'll see you next time.
This has been The Mortgage Voice with veteran mortgage broker Jeff Barton of Malibu Funding Incorporated. For more information, visit MalibuFunding.net. where you'll find a podcast of this program, along with past programs. You can also email Jeff Barton directly at info@MalibuFunding.net. And be sure to join us again next week at this time for The Mortgage Voice.
Jeff Barton, NMLS number 7968, and Malibu Funding, Inc., NMLS number 79620, are an equal housing lender. APR and ARM interest rates and loan options are subject to change based on market conditions and borrower eligibility. Call for additional information. Other restrictions may apply. For our latest offers, contact Malibu Funding at 1-888-713-2929, or for further information, go to MalibuFunding.net.